It's 8:30 on Saturday morning in downtown Boise. Dozens of men and women wait in line inside the Record Exchange. They're packed in between cases of DVDs and books and will soon head out into the store's racks and racks of CDs and records in search of special music being released to coincide with Record Store Day.
It was the Feist Mastodon single, the Flaming Lips double LP. I think that might be it. Oh, and Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr.
18-year-old Joe Greenlee is one of the shoppers. He came with his mom, who also bought music. Most of the people here are older, but Greenlee says it's also a great place for young people.
A lot of my friends are just all really into music, so, and if you're going to come somewhere, just come where there's a good selection of music and really chill environment that, you know, if you just want to come in, get a couple CDs and hang out, it's perfect for that.
Fans like Greenlee who want to buy music in a store are lucky that such a place still exists. According to the International Federation of the Phonographic Industry, 52% of U.S. record companies' revenues last year came from digital sources. That number is expected to grow. Despite the trends, owner Michael Bunnell is optimistic.
The physical goods business is still alive. And, you know, if you're smart and you're a decent businessman, you can still make a good go of selling physical music products, new and used.
Bunnell, who was just 27 when he first opened the store, says he's had to adapt his business to keep the doors open. Marketing, for instance, has gotten better. And when the small coffee shop in the corner lost business to other downtown outlets, Bunnell and his wife Jill decided to shrink that space and sell more T-shirts and novelty items.
You know, where else can you get, you know, bacon band-aids and punching nuns? And
it's a culture, not necessarily just a place to buy a CD.
Michael Deeds covers Boise music for the Idaho Statesman. He considers the Record Exchange irreplaceable and therefore the most important player on the Boise music scene.
It's not the kind of thing that somebody probably come in and go, I can still do that even though they went out of business, because you couldn't. You know, and so it's really good for the scene that they're healthy and that they've found a way to stay around, because it would leave a big, big hole.
Phil Gallo agrees. He writes for Billboard magazine and is also the author of a book on record stores. He says for a city like Boise to have a strong music scene, it has to have an outlet like the Record Exchange that gets behind local acts.
Where am I going to hang my flyer? Who's going to know about my band? Because, yeah, you can go to the guitar shop and hang it up. But you know what? Those are other musicians. They're looking for a gig. When you go to a record store, that's where you see fans, and that's where you see people who want to engage in discussing music and being turned on to new music, who want to know about which show to go to.
Now when the wind is blowing high underneath the darkened sky and the branches brush my window pane.
Record Store Day ended in Boise on Saturday night with a live performance by Curtis Stigers. The Boise native says he first discovered the Record Exchange a few years after it opened when he was in high school. Stigers still shops at the store. He's proud of the fact it's still around.
I mean, I tell people about the Record Exchange when I go to England and play, when I go to Germany, when I go to France. There aren't many record stores left in this world, and yet here there's one right at the corner of 11th and Idaho.
Owner Michael Bunnell says it'll be an ongoing battle to keep his store open as more and more people buy music online. But Bunnell says that's a battle worth fighting.
This may sound arrogant, but I can't imagine this town without this store. It adds a lot of unique, not only products, but exposure to a really important art form that you won't get if you don't have an independent music store.
Bunnell says the Record Exchange suffered through its toughest time about 3 years ago when the recession added to problems created by the move to digital. Lately, though, sales have stabilized, and that bodes well for the futures of Boise artists and music fans.